Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sunday morning on WGN, and a pleasure to welcome back to our program one of the medical experts that we've been depending on for the past several weeks during the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer Emeritus at Cleveland Clinic and Chairman of Persona's Medical Advisory Board. Dr. Roizen, nice to have you with us on the program again. Thank you for joining us.
It's a privilege. Thank you.
So you've heard all of the medical news. You've heard governors, I'm sure, speaking this week, and the president and Dr. Fauci and all the rest. Pretty much everybody's saying that the worst is yet to come. Does that also sound like what you would concur with?
Yes. We won't have, you know, there are 40 different trials of something to treat this with, mostly antivirals. Some of them look like they're getting success from early reports from other countries, but we won't know that. And we won't know the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin here for probably another week or two, probably another 2 weeks. So that means that it is supportive care that is needed for those already infected. And the most important thing, as everyone has been stressing, is social distancing. And in addition, when you do have to go out, that is, you have to go to a grocery store or someplace, is to wear a mask so that you're less likely to infect others. And if everyone does that, we'll have much less overall infection. So it looks like what Governor Pritzker, what Governor DeWine in Ohio, what the CDC has advocated and the president has put in place now, the social distancing is appropriate and is slowing the curve, and that the wearing masks is what we'll have to do. And then we have to pray we get spring to come in full force so that and that the virus, which has about an 80% chance based on other coronaviruses, that this coronavirus goes south in the spring, and that'll be about 2 weeks from now if it's usual.
That's a question that I've had when I've been hearing people say that let's hope for an early spring and warmer weather, that'll slow things down, but that's not slowing things down in places like Florida where it's already considerably warmer than it certainly is here in Chicago, where the temperatures are already very spring, even somewhat summer-like.
And the wet warmth, it is actually the energy that the sun has. The ultraviolet light apparently is what kills the virus in its aerosol transmission, and also on surfaces that get ultraviolet light. So the energy, it apparently is how much energy the sun can transmit. We really don't know why it goes south, but it, rather than temperature or humidity or distancing of people, the current best theory relates to the sun committing, or the sun's energy and the ultraviolet lights killing the virus. We really don't know what it is. This virus is very sensitive to ultraviolet light, as well as bleach, alcohol, and detergents. So we're lucky in that respect, in that you can clear or clean it. And we are using, in a number of places, are using ultraviolet light to clean rooms, et cetera, in hospitals. So that's important.
So more than a warmer temperature, then, it's actually the light itself that's coming from the sun, which may have an effect on that. Whether it's in 40-degree weather in Chicago or 75-degree weather in Miami.
That's exactly right. It is the, in other words, one of the interesting things is that the sun north of L.A. and Atlanta, that is a line between them that parallel, doesn't have enough energy in the winter, even when it's out and even when the weather is warm, to convert inactive vitamin D in your skin to active vitamin D. That's why April is the time of lowest vitamin D levels. And it doesn't convert, it doesn't even have enough energy in Key West, or the lowest area in Florida, the area that's closest to the equator, to be any place near as efficient at converting vitamin D. So we don't know, is it a property of converting vitamin D? Is it a property of just the sun getting on the virus and having enough energy to kill it? We don't know what the mechanism is, but five of the prior six common coronaviruses do go away to a large degree in summer. We have to hope that this one acts like those five and not the other one. And if that's true, then in 2 weeks we could see a benefit both by social distancing and this. And, you know, Fauci says that with the 40 trials, he thinks there's at least a 80% likelihood we will have a successful treatment by fall for those if they need to be in a hospital. The vaccine, there's only one production company in the world that can produce more 100 million doses of vaccine in a year. And so Fauci has said there that if they look like in July or August, they will have a successful vaccine, he's going to put out the money to build a production plant for that vaccine that is large enough, or maybe for two or three vaccines that are large enough to produce a billion doses. So it is a interesting, it's a race, if you will.
Right.
And right now, as Fauci says, the vaccine's biologic nature is determining the winner.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you have a question for Dr. Roizen, you can call or you can text. And while we get a couple of calls lined up for you, Dr. Roizen, let me just ask you about masks, because now the CDC has recommended that if we go outside now, we should wear a mask at all times. Good luck finding any masks anywhere. I did some shopping yesterday, and I, along with all of my other fellow shoppers, you know, we all looked like we just walked out of an episode of Gunsmoke, you know, wearing bandanas around our faces.
But that's a very effective and fun way of doing it.
I guess. Well, I wanted to find out the effectiveness of it all. I know it's not as good as an N95 mask, but and I guess it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, what it does is it prevents you from transmitting droplets. So droplets are what live on counters and what live on door handles, etc. The virus itself, it doesn't prevent you from conveying aerosol. That is, the virus by itself is small enough to get through the mask pretty well. Most people think, when you look at an N95 mask, most people think that's a paper insert in the middle that's just fine paper, and it isn't. It's actually a plastic mold. That's why it's much harder to breathe through an N95 mask, but it also has much smaller holes in it so that the virus can't go through when you breathe it. It does make it tougher to breathe. But that difference is the difference in wearing masks versus social distancing or wearing an N95 mask. So the bandana is effective, and it is effective for droplet reduction. And if all of us wear it, that means there'll be a lot less likely to transmit through inanimate objects, through door handles, and even directly to another. One of the things that we're advocating all of our healthcare workers do is wear a hat, because the droplets get in your hair, you touch your hair and then your food or your mouth. Mm. And that's the way that it was transmitted in the ICUs in Seattle. So wearing a hat, but having the decreased droplets through a bandana is very effective at that as well.
Yeah,
so that's why we advocate that. But it doesn't stop the stuff that you breathe, but 6 feet distance will stop the things that you breathe to a large degree.
Yeah, the social distancing is still vital. What I did with my bandana was I sort of tri-folded it, so I had not just one layer of fabric, but three, and then wrapped it around my nose and my mouth. So I felt like I was getting a little bit of filtering with those three layers of fabric. And then I just used a couple of rubber bands, to affix them behind my ears.
Yes, so that's a excellent way because you're getting more and more of the droplets that way.
312-981-7200. This is Marlene. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Hello. Thank you for talking with me. I have a question regarding a senior citizen cancer patient who was in hospital last week and was released yesterday to a small apartment where there are two other people, one of whom is a ill senior citizen person in a wheelchair and heart trouble. At no time in reuniting these people from the hospital to the apartment were any of the three people tested, and I'm concerned, someone being released from the hospital without being tested, as well as being sent home without the people at home being tested. What do you think? I don't know what to think. I'm very worried.
So the testing now, let me go and tell you where we will get to, but testing now is basically temperature, unless, and then it is temperature and exposure that gets testing, because we're still relatively short of tests. So if you don't have symptoms, it's unlikely that you're going to get tested. Maybe for another week, then it should get broader. On Thursday or Wednesday, the FDA approved serology testing, which is a much more important thing for us returning to function as a society, because that'll test whether you're immune or not, whether you have had it already. And if you had that, it makes it much less likely that you could transmit it, and so you will be able to go back and work. Other medical workers want to actually have had this so that they can go back and work with less risk of getting it. As to those people being discharged, if they don't have it, it's probably safest for them to be isolated, even in a group of two or three, as long as they stay amongst themselves and don't get exposed to the public, meaning someone drops off their food at the door is what I take it is the setting that you described. People with restricted diseases.
I'm concerned he'll give it to us or we'll give it to him.
Will the 6 feet social distancing, doctor, protect her for which she is scared?
Yeah, the more she social distances, even more than 6 feet, obviously, the more she can social distance, the better. But it is unlikely, unless they have a fever, that they have got this. Now, as we said, there is a five-day incubation period, so you really want to try and keep away that social distancing for at least the 5 days and hopefully the a full 14-day quarantine, meaning keep your distance, be as meticulous as possible, because it is possible for someone to have picked it up and not have symptoms for about 14 days.
Yeah, thank you for your call, and good luck to you, Marlene.
That's a gamble, in other words, for us.
You just got to keep your distance and, make sure that nobody is coming in contact with you, or if someone is delivering food, that they are also being careful. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Doctor, explain to us the hydrochloroquine that we've been hearing about. It's mostly President Trump who has been talking about it and saying that he's got a lot of hope He was practically writing prescriptions in his news conference yesterday for this. Well, Dr. Fauci was saying that it's way too early. He was saying, the president was saying, what do we have to lose? Which, you know, a lot of people said that that is really dangerous to offer that without any testing or actual medical knowledge about it.
Yes. So where this came from is a French study by Dr. Rollo, who looked at 30 people who had the virus and showed that they could shorten, that they did shorten the time in those people who were taking zithromycin and hydroxychloroquine from about a 10-day average shedding to about a 7 days of average shedding. That is, it went away within 3 or 4 days after they had developed symptoms and had been started on hydroxychloroquine and zithromycin. It was not a randomized study in the sense, and it is very small, and we don't have more data now. The reason this got started is in the test tube, in the labs, hydroxychloroquine is an anti-malarial, as you say, and decreases immune stimulation. That's why it's used for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. But it also stops the attachment by about 10 to 15%. It isn't a huge effect, but it is a definite effect in test tubes of the attachment of viruses to the immunocyte 2 cells where it replicates in the lung. So it decreases that attachment, and it apparently is helped by zithromycin. Now, zithromycin is an antibiotic, but this isn't its antibiotic effect. It would be considered an antiviral effect.
I guess the question, though, is it premature to be recommending that people take that now until there is something more definitive about it?
Yeah, so let me go and say, so the risk, so the benefit is there are these early studies. There are now major studies being done at Columbia, even at Cleveland Clinic, and a national study as well. So we will have some data within 2 weeks on whether this is effective and when it is effective. Now, the risk of it is 1 in 2,000 people have a repolarization, that is abnormality of their heart. That is, their heart has a little longer time to repolarize. And there are many drugs, such as antidepressants, that do this as well, that change the repolarization time. People on those drugs or who have this congenital repolarization difference lengthening can die suddenly because hydroxychloroquine also causes this, which means you could have an abnormal rhythm that leads to sudden death. So there is risk to it. So the point is that you shouldn't do this on your own. You should only do it with a physician. And then you should make sure you have a electrocardiogram beforehand. And usually for in people with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, you monitor their EKG for the first 3 or 4 days after they start on this to make sure they don't have this rhythm disorder. So that's what has to happen. So is it too early to do it? Yeah. Is it low risk? Yes. Is it appropriate to study it? Yes. And within 2 weeks, we should have some sizable indication of whether this is effective, in whom, and how effective it is.
Mary, you're on WGN with Dr. Michael Roizen. Hello.
Hello. After we've been outside wearing our masks, what do we do to clean it? Do we throw it away or what?
No. In other words, the mask or the bandana is to trap the particles you have that go towards others. You can wash it in a washing machine. Detergent kills this. Or you can just use it again. In other words, it's being used as a filter for the particles. And as long as you're not giving those particles to someone else, that's fine. So put it on. You can, if it's a bandana or cloth, you can wash it in a washing machine or in any dilute bleach or dilute soap will kill the virus. Or you can just use it again as you would a bandana until you get tired of wearing it.
But we shouldn't wash it with other things or other people's things.
You know, there's not been a study on that, but it probably won't have a adverse effect because it is so sensitive to detergent. So
okay.
If you've got everything in the washing machine together with a little detergent, the virus is not going to survive.
Thank you so much. It's nice to hear a positive thing one can do.
I appreciate your call, Mary. Thank you very much. A lot of people, because the order just, you know, the recommendation came out that we should all wear masks. So many questions are about masks. Can we reuse them? You know, these surgical masks that, you know, at one time you would be able to get as you walked into your doctor's office, you know, they're almost paper-like. So I would think, you know, if you're going to wash those, that you almost need to do them by hand because they seem to be kind of delicate. What about just not using it for, 48 hours? Would that kill anything that might be on there?
You know, the droplet, my guess is that 48 hours would do it, yes.
Okay. Here's...
I haven't seen that, but you're right. These are made of paper, those masks are made of a fine cloth paper, they don't stand up to washing very well.
Yeah.
As you've seen, Battelle, the engineering firm, has this device that takes 80,000 units of PPE and will, for example, in one day will recycle 80,000 units of PPE, whether it is N95 masks or gowns or hoods or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully
so
they become
they're really effective.
Hopefully become a lot more available because everybody is looking for those, and they are just, to go into a store, you're never going to find any of those masks right now. Which brings us to Robert, who is being very resourceful with trying to make a mask. Hi, Robert. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Morning. My question is, what about these artificial chamois that you use for cars, you know, to dry a car, and that, you know, they advertise on TV? They're about an eighth-inch thick, you know, and there's a lot of area there to soak up, say, the droplets or something like that.
That they work, too. That's exactly right. All of the droplets are big enough and tend to be charged enough that any cloth will trap them, meaning they have a charge on them, and so they will stick to the cloth in some way. I'm not electrical engineer or chemical engineer enough to know why they stick, but they stick to the paper or the cloth very effectively. And consequently, virtually any cloth will work.
Yeah, the thing with some of these materials, though, is that you still do have to breathe through them. I know when I did my triple-layered bandana, when I went to the grocery store yesterday, number one, I was fogging up my glasses. Number two, it was a little more difficult to breathe through, so I thinned it out just a little bit. Sue has got a question I think a lot of people are wondering. Sue, you're on WGN. Hello.
Well, actually, I think you kind of answered it, but I've got other questions too. But it was originally about the testing, whether we seniors should get it, whether we're symptomatic or not. Especially my husband is very compromised. He had a stem cell, and we're both 74 years old. But I was also wondering if you could repeat your I was doing laundry, and I heard about the vaccine and the treatment and when you anticipated maybe that it would be done. But if you could just answer those questions, I'll just get off the phone. I won't keep you on.
All right. Thank you for the call, Sue. And we're gonna have to really keep it brief here, Doctor, because I need to get to the news.
Okay, so basically it is wash in detergent kills the virus. So you can wash your mask or wash whatever in the detergent. Vaccine, we hope that it's available by November. That's the earliest possible, but probably not till March or April. Treatments, there's an 80% chance, because there are 40 in randomized trials now, 80% chance we will have something by October.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Roizen. Thank you, everyone, for your calls. It's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for all the information.